Dr. Anebunam said he was a strong supporter of women being given the opportunity to take leadership position and assured ACP Hilda Harrison of NAGAF commitment in abiding by the law.
And the fact are very clear that women are victimized. The security of the state is in the hand of the police, representing the government of Nigeria. The security of Nigeria is in the hand of Nigeria. It is us, reasonable, intelligent information, police committed.
Dr. Anebunam called on ACP Harrison to work towards eradicating cargo theft and diversion, which has continued to be a nightmare to freight forwarders operating in the state. The Commissioner of Police Western Command, ACP Hilda Harrison, thanked NAGAF for pledging to work with Nigerian Police Force, as maintaining of security at the nation's port is a collective responsibility.
You want to work with us to ensure that we work well. You are eyes, you are ears, and just the commissioner. Where there are breaches, the person who breaches the law must be punished. There is no place in our laws and our regulations that allow for bribery and corruption. Nobody has to give you any authority in the police to go out there and collect bribes. Every time doing that must be reported to have a place of authority.
The Commissioner of Police, Lagos Ports Command, stressed that her tenure will be focused on addressing corruption among police officers who have been alleged to hampering smooth operations in the port and improve welfare of the police in line with the administration of the Inspector General of Police. The National President of NAGAF, Chief Eugene Nweke, said freight forwarders have been security conscious and this can be confirmed with no involvement of them in procurement and shipment of arms due to the security challenges in the country. Chief Nweke reiterated that NAGAF will continue to cooperate with the police in providing needed intelligence that will boost security and safety in the ports. The familiarization tour, which took place at NAGAF headquarters in Apapa, had all the executive members of NAGAF in attendance. I am Tina Armstrong.